Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark.
You know what, James? You know what? Cut it. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. I apologize.
Oh my God, don't say you're a bad word.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. I am a butthole.
Okay, that's pretty much the same thing.
That is true. James, do me a favor. Talk into your microphone.
What about jerk face?
Okay, that's not a nice
one. What about,
That's not a nice one?
Yeah, I think we should just be positive. Just say nice words.
We're going to say nice words. But I was...
Nice words.
I'm a dumb doo-doo head. Because you don't like that song. You've never asked me to play Baby Shark.
He looked over it.
He was like, oh.
I love that song, but it's just, oh my God, are we really actually... I know.
So I was gonna say, why didn't I let you pick a cool song that we can come into, and we can do the intro to a really cool song that you pick?
Ooh, that's tricky. Oh, you know what?
What song? No, in the microphone. Tricky. Don't end in my ear, you psycho.
By Run DMC.
What's up, Danger?
Yeah.
That's a hot song. All right, do What's Up, Danger from the Spider-Man soundtrack. Thank you very much.
It's like.
There you are. All right.
Very cool.
Here we go. Pump it up a little.
Wow. Nice pick.
What's up, Danger?
Yeah.
What's up, Danger?
His mom's boyfriend loves this one.
Didn't know they doubted us. Makes it that more marvelous. Sign them up because I'm in this vibe and I get synonymous. What's up, Danger?
Hey, don't be a stranger. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
And it's your boy's boy.
It's your boy's boy, James S. Gomez. Yeah. Don't roll your eyes at me, kid. This is the family business. Get used to it now. Also, as always, in studio, international superstar. I'm going to kick him out in like 10 minutes, guys.
I'm trying so hard.
I know. Oh,
better not kick me out.
You want to say the whole show? I'll break down a little, Shannon. You want to say the whole show, Ken?
Danger.
You think you could do this a whole show, a whole hour?
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, we'll
I don't know if I can hold off.
Maybe we'll see what happens.
It's like holding dynamite. It's so
very excited to have in studio two amazing guests as always. The Bullshit and Gillis.
What's
in studio?
Turn
what up, baby
up
boy?
A little bit.
What?
Turn the song up.
Turn the song
up.
I'm in the middle of broadcasting a podcast. All right, turn it up. Make a kick. Hold on. Trey Galleon's here. Kick.
Yeah.
Yes. What's up, Danger?
What's up, Danger? What's up, Danger? Travel 200 miles. I'm knocking at your door. And I don't really care if you want.
All right, now turn it down a little, Shannon. You're good, actually. She doesn't. She never nails it, James. That's the problem with Shannon.
That's not what I heard.
She's always a little off. Or sometimes she nails it two at a time. Who knows?
What are you even talking about? Yeah. Who knows?
Like, yeah, what are you talking about, dude? James.
Don't side James. With him.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
You think I'm crazy? No.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, a little bit.
Well, let's get into that.
What's he do that's crazy?
We have an incredible show today planned to tell some secrets, James.
What's he do? Do you ever hear him scream?
No.
Yeah, James, do I ever scream at you?
I mean, not really.
Sing?
Speak firmly.
Are you afraid that he's going to scream at you if you say that he screamed at you?
He never screamed at me before.
Right? You know you can turn him in for that if he does.
Yeah. Let's
cut the music. Cut the music. It's too much. And he doesn't project at all. This kid's got some weak pipes so far. James, try to talk loud and clear. You're Gomez. I mean, you know, project.
Yeah, kinda. Bring that Puerto Rican bravado.
Hey, is this enough? Ah!
That's much better. Good. I like that. There we go.
James, has your father ever hit you?
Ooh, he's taking too long with that.
Have I ever?
Like, without saying he was going to hit you first.
No.
You want to get beaten?
Oh, look at him making a joke.
Yeah, punishment is different. If he tells you he's going to hit you, it doesn't count.
That's not that's some dark shit.
Stop cursing in front of your son.
What? He knows these words. He says them himself sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
What's your favorite swear word?
You're technically right, Dad, but also they're kind of right, too, because it's a little, like, you know.
Just please.
It's bad. Don't swear.
Please speak into your microphone.
You're still a better
mic diction than Justin Silver. I'll tell you that much.
And that's what Justin Silver sounds like. Yeah.
That's a pretty good Justin Silver impression.
Sounds like a cat.
That does sound like a cat. You know Justin, though. Justin's, he's the guy you box with.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Thank God we're not talking Paul Mooney on this episode. Yeah. By the way, Fetty was in his 20s.
What are the odds?
We did it on Legion of Saints last night. We talked about it, but the kid was in his 20s.
Yeah, I know. It was totally
It's psychotic.
Bad.
Yeah.
It was just a regular thing.
So, all right, James, look.
Every time you talk, is going like this.
No, he's not. Yes, he's not mocking me in my own show. You busting my balls, doggy? Okay.
That's inappropriate. And. Nah, nah, nah.
Hold on. Me saying busting your balls is just an expression.
Oh, my God. Okay, it is an expression, but still, it's a little...
Please, talk into your frickin' microphone.
Nah.
You have earphones on, so you can hear when you turn your face and it goes away, and then you talk when it's nice and clear. Why are you mocking me? Who are you? I'm going to start hitting you. This is it.
James, okay, what school? James.
You don't care? Yeah. You want to get hit?
Jimmy. Jimmy, what's school like? How's school going? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No.
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have any boyfriends?
Any hot teachers?
No.
Liar.
Talk into your microphone.
You have at least one hot teacher.
The teachers are hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The teachers are hot. James, come clean.
Yeah.
Spill your guts. This is the Real Ass Podcast, like, James.
Guys,
those teachers are hotter than hell.
Oh.
So James, you don't like girls yet, right?
No.
Talk into your fucking microphone.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, he doesn't like. It's driving me out of my mind.
Why?
Because why are kids embarrassed about liking girls?
That's how little kids are.
I never put it into his head that he needs to be embarrassed. Like my sister and my mom teased me.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think it's still like about, I think I was like maybe third or fourth grade before I finally admitted it. I liked girls the whole time, but would never say
it. I admitted it. I remember between the fourth and the fifth grade, I told my sister. I remember we were just.
Oh, my God. I'm serious. Okay. Now. James,
what grade are you in?
First, but I'm not going into that until. Oh, my God.
Talking to that.
Until 1 week.
Oh, nice. So you were in kindergarten last year.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. He doesn't want us to talk. He gets very embarrassed if I mention girls.
Do you ever see The Lion King?
What?
Yeah.
You did?
Did you see it with a girl?
Okay, yeah.
You're like Simba, and I'm like Scar.
Oh, my God.
And that's, your dad's the lion, the, you know.
Oh, my God.
Soon.
You know what he's saying? He's saying that he's going to
let... I'm going to throw you off a cliff.
I'm going to throw Lewis off a cliff.
And then exile you.
You're going to have to go live with Zach in the forest.
Zach's going to make you grow up.
Me and Dave Smith.
Zach and Dave Smith singing Hakuna Matata.
Why is it funny? Why?
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's an analogy.
Just picturing good. Zach and Dave as those cartoon
characters. Like
Zach's
kind of like Pumbaa.
Yeah.
And Dave's kind of like Timon.
Yeah, right.
All right. Right. That's why it's funny.
All right. Well, our first guest, James Sidney Gomez, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Go watch TV.
Hey, good, nice
thanks.
To meet you.
Good job podcasting, Bubba. What why are you staring at me like that? Since when are you not just sweet? Damn. You're a sweet kid.
Lights come on, man.
What is going on here? It really is. He is my son. That's the same thing with me. Like, I'm just like a normal dude. I'm like, hey, guys. Then as soon as the cameras go on, you want to mock
James, me? James, come here, bud. That was fun.
Aww. He doesn't even know this guy. He just hugs him.
He high five.
And he left Trey.
Yeah. That was solid.
Oh, man. James has good taste in comedy.
James is going to work for Comedy Central one day.
Yeah. I feel that.
Oh, he got new face.
It's so brutal.
Oh, shit.
Unripped.
I'll tell you what, that kid.
What?
He's a fucking piece of work.
He's sweet, right?
He's a sweet kid.
He's a fucking sweet kid.
He's a little, maybe I'd be, if that was, you know.
I mean, you got a little work to
a little
do.
Too sweet.
Okay? What do you think?
A little light in the loafers that's on here.
Just get him into the right sports.
That's fine. That's fine. Look, we do have a great show planned today. I brought my son with me to the studio today. I'm going out of town again tomorrow. I'm out of town for another fucking 9 days. So getting these pre-tapes done. This is Wednesday's show. Thank you for joining the Real Ass Podcast. I don't know. I just feel like just chilling, man.
Yeah, all right.
Bring your kid to work day. Why not? You know,
I had no idea. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a kid to bring, but I would have brought something.
Do you want to have a kid one day, Trey?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but it's not like I'm out there trying.
Yeah. Well, nobody tries.
White people try.
Well, yeah, white people try.
Do they try? Is
oh, they
like
pay
a real
money
thing?
For it.
I feel
it.
Like 99% of the time, it's like a happy little accident. Like, they're not actually, you know, going for it.
I mean, me and my sister were playing, but my brother's definitely.
I thought you were saying you and your sister were
trying.
New.
Like, how funny would that be to create a retard? We're actually actively trying.
Like, on purpose?
Yeah.
What are the chances of your baby being retarded if a brother and a sister fucking?
That's a really good question.
Very negligible. Very negligible. Not very high.
I've looked. You know people?
You've looked into this.
Looked into
his
it.
His parents.
It's not as high as you'd think.
I mean, what I would guess is like.
It's probably like.
5-7% chance that you're gonna have a retard.
Oh,
brother and sister? I bet it's like higher than what. Yeah, I bet it's like 33%.
Wait, it's significantly higher?
I think it's probably like I think it's probably like a quarter.
That's really high. What are you talking about?
You would think it's like a guaranteed.
Right.
Based on
like at least 50%.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is 7. Yeah, maybe you are.
That's what happened to my cat. She would fuck her kids and then she would have like
retarded cat.
Yeah, dude. I told you what happened was their legs were on their all fucking hammered.
Their feet were backwards.
Yeah, and then she ate them because they were retarded.
Oh. When was this?
This is, you know, when I was a kid.
Did you try to put a stop to this?
No, she just did it in the night. She didn't eat them all the way. She like killed them though.
Rival of the fittest, them. Man.
She I can tell. She was hungry. She was licking her chops a lot.
Wow.
Take them out.
I don't like it.
It's nature, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there we go. Look at Tank.
This cast is flying, baby. Yeah. Hey, look at that guy that walked through.
There we go.
Nice.
With Giannis.
Hey, Tank, sit in for James. See if anybody else notices.
James noticed Tank.
Yeah, probably. What does that mean? He's calling my son gay over and over again?
I'm not saying he's gay.
You're saying my son's gay.
He seems like a theater kid.
He is a little bit of a theater kid.
Yeah, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it, dude. I'm not mad.
No, he's a boy, dude. You know what we did all morning? Made out. We deeply tongued his all morning, and he didn't like it. He told me. He was like, stop, please.
That is the only way to find out.
Not gay.
That's the only way to find out.
No, we fucking played. We played wrestling. For like an hour, okay. And we played our cave game.
What's the cave?
Where's the cave?
It's called Hide the Cucumber in the Cave. I take my big blanket and I put it over the head and we pretend to be monsters in a cave. And we try to keep out other monsters and he goes and he hunts and he brings in food and we eat it and then we hibernate. It's a whole cycle. This kid will play this fucking game forever. Okay, and at no point is he saying, hey, let's fucking get up and clean this cave. Let's fucking. I'm gonna make you dinner in the cave. It's fucking.
I bet the den is neat, though. I bet he keeps it neat.
Tidy den.
He likes it.
Dude, if my son was gay, first of all, I wouldn't give a fuck at all. I really wouldn't. I truly, at this point, 2019, who cares? I mean, I guess there's like a little bit of like your ego where you just don't want people to fucking make fun of your kid for that. But I don't
wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. You're making fun of him now when he's out of the day.
I'm not making fun of him at all. I'm just calling it like I see it. Your son is. If gun to my head, if I had to guess right now, what like.
Cock to his mouth.
Cock to the side. Yeah.
You say at least bisexual.
Yes.
Definitely.
He's going to dabble.
We all look, who isn't going to dabble?
He gets it from his dabble? Father,
we're
dude.
Fucking adults.
He gets it from you.
We're fucking nerds.
True.
Dabble a little gay shit every once in a while.
Sorry you didn't go to college.
Yeah. You never dabbled, Trey?
Oh, no. Yeah, I have.
I was kidding. I've never dabbled with gay shit.
Really? You haven't, like, late night in the comedy club one night where it's like the dares start flying around?
Sort what? Of. I mean, me and Big J have done gay shit for laughs.
He's done super gay shit.
Yeah, man.
Is that true?
I made out with Jay.
Dude, I made out with Jay.
That fucking Bobby Kelly dildo thing, that was like...
I wrote a bit about it now. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's
I'm
funny.
I'm so happy.
It's very funny. But hold on. What
that's
doing?
Not. But that's not gay. It's a dildo.
Yeah, it definitely is. What are you dabbling on?
Oh, do you want to hear one of them? Okay, so I made out with a comic in Austin because this was... I can't say... Philly comic that used to live in Austin, right before she left, we were all hanging out at the club, and she dared me. She was like, you can either make out with me or make out with Matt. And I made out with Matt instead.
All right, so that's not gay. I know.
Are you Trey Stone?
I think I know who you're talking about.
What?
I think I know who you're talking about. So yeah. You were actually faced with a dilemma. Of...
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Abby Rosenquist.
I'm glad you understand.
No, not Abby. We don't have to guess who.
I want
to
guess who. Matter. So all right, so there was
you're not going to guess who.
I don't understand why you chose to make up the guy.
It was
gross,
a coin toss.
She was a gross chick.
I'll let him say it.
Would you have to make up with either of them? Oh, we were playing truth or dare.
Right. Yeah. It was just one of those. You know.
What's the other thing you've done?
Oh,
because making out with the guy is strong.
Forget the
that
funny
is
shit.
A strong.
I'm not counting things that are funny or it's supposed to be funny. Even an attempt that isn't funny. You know?
Yeah, but making out with a dude for the gag is...
That was the gayest one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The other one was
But I'm saying, have you ever done anything...
I grabbed some dicks.
Have you ever done anything gay for the sexual pleasure of doing gay shit?
No.
No.
Shane?
No.
Why'd you make your voice deeper there?
No, I have not.
Why'd you look down to the left and make your voice deeper?
I'm so fucking straight. It's crazy. You see this? Look at this.
Would a gay guy wear a wolf shirt?
Ain't nothing gay about a bunch of wolves running around.
That's true.
It's not gay. It's autistic.
Eating pussy.
Those are my parents on a shirt.
Los raised Lobos, dude.
Raised by wolves, but boy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nah, you weren't. You were raised by losers. Complete failures.
They lived in the woods.
You had bad parents, but that's all right.
Know anything about my parents.
I know you're...
You don't know, though.
One of them was doing heroin, and the other one got stabbed to death.
Okay, you know.
I noticed he cut that song pretty quick once Grandma Shark got introduced.
Grandma Shark, dude.
It was like,
yeah, Grandma
also,
Shark.
You asked him if I hit him, and he was like,
You definitely hit him.
Oh, he balked. Yeah, for sure.
You've never slapped him?
Not even a smack on the hand.
Really?
I've never even screamed at him. He's not kidding about that. I've never screamed at him. Never. I swear to God. I've gotten angry at others in front of him.
You threw coffee on a guy with a silly suit.
I threw a latte on a man in front of him. Which, you know,
is gayer.
A little classier.
It's also way harder to get out. It's just a huge cup of
steaming foam.
Fucking foam cream just on his fucking dumb suit. Brutal. So yeah, dude. You don't know shit about me, dude. You don't know shit about my parents. You know two things about the most interesting fact about each of my parents, but that's it. I know the most interesting fact about each of your parents.
Your brother and sister.
Yeah. And Phil had fucking cum all over his pants.
Yeah, Phil had cum pants.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember his name. That's nice.
Yeah, say baby boy.
Your dad had cum on his britches?
Yeah, we went and played laser tag.
I get excited when I play laser tag.
As soon as we got inside, the black lights were on his jeans. Covered in cum.
Good for him.
It was great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He was like, ah, shit. That's all he did. That's all he did. And then
he still played. He was so easy to get.
You could see him. Yeah, that's on my Instagram. You can find that.
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry that we weren't raised in fucking the lap of luxury like
I
you.
I did have a very nice.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
I grew up in
my
a
mom
nice
wasn't
house,
given anything. My mom was raising her baby brothers from the time she was 9 years old. She was raped when she was 11 by her stepfather.
That's okay. That
I'm out.
I'm not saying why your parents are
shitty. Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying they were shitty.
So
it's not their fault. No,
it's a child. It's like a child. It's like you're telling this little girl. This little girl is being raped by her fucking stepfather with an axe to her back. By the way, my mom told me this. My mom would beat me. Yeah, my mom would beat me, and she was like, "You don't even know what getting beat is." One time, my stepfather raped me and put an axe to my back, and I was like, "All right." Carry on.
Jeez.
It's like just implanting the darkest thoughts ever possible while she's physically abusing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's double whammy.
Yeah, so name one thing that Phil did that was as metal as that.
Yeah, was your mom raped by a lumberjack?
Yeah, dude.
No, I pissed on the dog once, and then my dad. My dad acted like he was going to piss on me. And so he took his dick out. I remember that.
He lifted his leg.
He's like, huh? How do you think? What do you think? That's funny? How about I piss on you? But I remember he.
Yes,
dick,
it is funny, by the way.
His dick was
yeah. Sex crime.
I do remember that. I think I remember that.
It's for sure a sex crime.
I think I remember
if
that.
If you piss on your children. By the way, you can't.
He didn't piss.
You're not allowed to hit.
Performance anxiety.
But, yeah, yeah.
But you really did piss on the dog.
I did. Well, the dog was
under
the deck.
Dominance thing.
The dog was walking underneath the porch. So you saw it, so I was just like, it was funny.
That is funny.
Who were you with? Who were you
with? My cousin. Me and my cousin.
Yeah, can I have a coffee from one of y'all's? Thank you. Yeah, did your dad hit you a lot when you were a kid?
Not a lot, but yeah, he would hit me.
He'd hit you. Closed fist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I took a couple. Until what age? Not really to the face. Like, usually, like, the chest or the arms or something. He'd give you a fucking...
A nice...
Dead arm. Dead arm was constant. Ooh. The dead arm or a dead leg
but
was...
To be funny,
was
it was just to be hilarious.
It doesn't count.
Oh, no, it wasn't really to be funny. Like, if I was... It's kind of to be funny.
He does the Cheerio thing and just fucking hit you in the arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would do that. He'd give you a little dead arm, dead leg.
If you're being
if
a
you're
fucking dick.
Around.
He's
yeah,
a big
right,
guy, big tough guy.
Yeah, he was big.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
That's almost like fucking... That's what I did to my sister. When she was being a fucking cunt, because she would like scratch my, she had like long nails and she like scratch my face. I have scars on my arms to this day from my sister's horrible fucking nails.
You have a sister?
Yeah, yeah. I technically have a brother.
Oh, I think I saw
sisters.
Her on Instagram.
Maybe.
Were you in Florida with her?
Yeah.
Oh, she was hot.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
She was cute.
No.
She was cute.
I wouldn't say that.
Is she single?
Go fuck my sister, please. I'm not
like
into
my
it. Sister. Yes, my she listens to the show. She
I'm not
love
like
it.
Asking for. Yeah.
She would love it.
No, I just asked. She's not single, single,
but she would cheat on her husband with you. I guarantee.
Oh,
you.
She has a husband. I don't fuck with that, dude. I don't fuck with
my sister's
sanctity.
Single.
Your sister's single.
Yeah, she's a virgin.
I've
too.
Only seen no pictures of him. Hot. His sister.
Yeah, you're right. Like none of my friends were like, "Oh, your sister's hot." I mean, she's not ugly.
She's yeah. You till you go home with her. After the bar.
No, my sister's a thicker chick.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of her. She looked decent, dude.
Yeah, my sister's teeny.
And I think you're thinking of my son's mother.
Oh, maybe.
You're thinking of, yeah, she's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. I think you're thinking of my son's mother.
Okay, were you in Disney with her?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's probably who it was.
Yeah, I'm telling, no offense to my sister. I'm just listening to this right now. It's like, but I just, you know.
Damn, you know I wouldn't be interested.
I don't think you'd be interested. You want to, I'll show you right now.
Well, if she's listening.
Zach, you like fat chicks, though. No offense, Jenny. You know what you are. What am I supposed
to say?
I'm glad she fucking scratched you.
Oh, I can
hold on. Let's see.
She would be Lewis texting to... me cursing you out right now if this were live.
If this were live, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lewis has to look up the picture of the one comedy club waitress he hasn't fucked.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to post pictures of herself. That's always
that's
a...
not a good sign.
Yeah, that's always a sign. When it's like a picture of anything but her.
Here's a tree I saw today.
Damn, 12 likes.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, Trey. I would definitely fuck your sister. That's cool. We're taking out sister pictures.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this. You fuck my sister.
I'd fuck your sister.
Yeah, I'd like to. I would enjoy that.
She needs it.
Really?
Yeah, she's a virgin.
What?
Yeah.
She's not a virgin.
Yeah, totally.
Trey, aren't you into some weird religious shit? What religion?
No, my parents are, we're Christian.
Okay.
Non-denominational. My parents work with churches.
Okay.
But your sister's a 48-year-old virgin?
Yeah. Yeah, she's never had a boyfriend or anything. I mean, she's gone out on some dates, but
48-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
She's never gone out, and she's a virgin not by choice, but
I don't think by choice. Some by choice because
religious choice, but she just is a recluse, not into.
I think some of it is religious choice, but at this point, I mean, you got to figure that probably ended in her 30s. At some point, you know, where she was.
Does she
want to
just get fucked?
I think so.
I swear to God,
because if she did, I think she would.
And I really fucking mean this. I will go and take your sister's virginity. I swear to God.
I mean, I would love for you
to.
If she's down with it, that would be great.
Call her right now.
Really? She's teaching. I can't.
call she's her in right school. Now. That'd be so much better.
She teaches sex ed.
She's like, yeah, I don't know second how the graders. Fuck this works.
Just pulling down maps. Like, what the fuck is this?
That's my son's mother.
Okay, that's probably who I was thinking.
Yeah. And my sister is, let's see, I don't know if I even take pictures of her either.
Damn, with your son's mother, what's that like hanging out with her? Did you guys like,
what?
Go out?
What
at night? Like, were you like, hey, you want to get some dinner?
No, we weren't like being fucking where we're friends.
Yeah, but what's that like being friends with someone you have a kid with? It's gotta be weird. I would definitely, anybody I've ever fucked, I've definitely been in my head like, I could fuck you right now if I wanted.
Well, she's also not, she's not a cheater. She got a boyfriend. Believe me, if you know, she was a cheater.
Why they didn't work out.
If she was a cheater, I probably
didn't have
just
that in common.
Tried to fuck him. Yeah, you know, because I'm a scumbag. I'm a dude.
I know you are.
You know, we're just dudes. We're built that way.
We're just
but
guys being
there's
dudes.
There's no vibes there. Like, me and her don't have that type of relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, we're legitimately just friends. And for the sake of him, like, we're trying to fucking, all that drama and shit, once he's aware of everything, that's why we broke up. Because we started fighting a lot when we were together. And he was starting to be aware of this tension.
How often were you guys fighting?
At the end, it was like almost every day.
How serious were the, like, what were you guys fighting about?
I was hitting her a lot, dude.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, I won't hit him, but I'll fucking
the rumors, are those true?
Shane.
He actually, he hit her so hard he felt it. Yeah. So they had a breakup.
Are the rumors true? Dude, a chick told me this, though, because I, when my son's mother got pregnant with my son.
Hell yeah.
I, yeah, dude, she took that combo. It was
little
badass.
Cream pie, dude.
It was badass.
No,
cream
pie. Not even. He pulled out, came on the puss, and put it back in.
No, really?
Yeah, dude.
We should have done this up top.
Think about it. Think about how perfect my child would be if he wasn't made with fucking offbeat cum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that great now.
He's adorable and sweet.
He'd be a fucking, I mean, it'd be over. He'd be white. Guaranteed. Be a perfect child. Yeah. But
yeah, when, he was a birdie.
When she got when she got pregnant, my immediate reaction was like, I want to have this baby. No, my immediate reaction was, I want to have this baby. There was not even a thought of like, oh, we should get an abortion, whatever. She was way more just sort of like thought, you know, and it's a bigger thing for a woman. Yeah, I mean, she's changing everything. Like, for a woman, you don't even realize it. Like, at the time, I didn't realize how much she changes everything. But for a fucking chick, it's, you know, they're giving up so much.
This is the one.
You
gotta carry that thing around with you for 9 months. Like, you can't take it off.
Oh, you gotta carry it off for a couple more years after that.
Yeah.
She can't walk. So, yeah. But the rumor, and she was just like, yeah, we should have a conversation. And we did. And then we, you know, ended up having the baby. But I've told that story sort of in various versions or whatever over the years. And this chick that I know, who's like connected to the feminist comedy scene, she's like, oh, yeah, I heard like through the grapevine that you're pro-life and that you made her have your son.
That'd be awesome.
I wish
that was true. I wish you were so pro-life that you're like, this is gonna fuck my life up, but I better do it. That'd be sick.
Yeah, didn't fuck up
I
my
would
life.
Support you.
It made everything great.
It's a fucking nightmare. You got that fucking retard out there watching cartoons. <Come on. laughs>
That's so fucked up.
Fucking slap on Garfield. Who gives a little shit?
He's gonna hear this one day.
Yeah, look at Odie.
This is the first podcast. This is the first one he was ever on.
Ever on. And now
he got called gay.
Listen to this one day.
All right, he got called gay. You said his mother wanted to not have him.
Yeah, it's a good podcast. Yeah.
We also said leftover cum from the top of her pussy.
Oh,
got
man,
stuffed
this
back
is bad.
In.
I feel bad. We probably shouldn't do this to James.
It's like, have you ever tried to, have you ever put a tent back in the bag that it comes in?
You should probably delete it in like a year.
It's not even live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We don't even need
to. We need to put this one out. Shannon, you know what? Start over.
Yeah?
No. The fuck is wrong with you people? I'm still trying to fuck your sister. Text her right now and say, hey, my friend Luis J. Gomez, he's a D-list comedian.
She's in Austin.
Come on, he's a living male. That should work.
He's a C-list, B-list podcaster. Let's go with that.
I'm B-list podcaster. You're goddamn right I am.
Yeah.
B-list podcaster. Thank you.
Not really a comedian. I wouldn't go the comedian route.
Sick. But I'm at least a D-list comic.
Yeah.
Co-business owner?
Big time entrepreneur.
Oh, entrepreneur, dog. You put Hispanic, my entrepreneur friend. That's Hispanic actually, that sounds fucking hot, dude. Yeah. If I'm a chick.
Part-time dad.
B-list podcaster doesn't sound hot. D-list comic doesn't sound hot.
Well, how many fucking podcasters are on the A-list?
I'm putting it all.
How many are on the A-list? Because Legion of Skanks has got to be A-list.
Top 10 on iTunes.
Podcast.
It's not.
iTunes comedy.
I feel like A-List Podcast is over a million downloads minimum to even be considered.
All right.
To even be considered. You have to be a fucking, you have to be platinum, baby.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And we're not. We're almost there.
You guys will be, bro.
We will be. We're growing. That podcast just hasn't stopped growing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I remember when that podcast had 300 downloads an episode.
It's fun. What a fun time.
So yeah, what are you writing, Trey?
Okay. Would you interested in going out with a B-list podcaster and great businessman?
He didn't say he's gonna go out with him
next time.
Don't send it. Don't
send it. Slay that.
Okay, I'm not going to.
Rewind it all. Take it all away.
Take it all away.
That's psychotic.
Rewind. All right.
Rewind that shit.
Rewind those words.
All right. Delete it.
Hey. My rewind key is broken on my computer.
Say, you're teaching those kids. Are you wet? would you be wet enough to date a Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are half. Yeah. She is half.
Oh, shit.
So
I forgot you were.
I'm half Puerto Rican, too.
So, yeah, but she's so, we're all white looking.
Yeah, you guys are like the conquerors.
Yeah. She's 48 years old. Say, my friend, send a picture of me too.
You're like, yo, knock the cobwebs off that thing.
Look at me.
I know a spec.
You guys send a picture?
Yeah.
Nice. Tell it to, yeah, it's a Hulk t-shirt. He's an adult.
No, say those are real muscles.
Those are real green muscles.
All right.
I'm wearing a green t-shirt.
So.
And I have great muscle definition.
And be like, yo, you down with this?
No, send. Make it more specific. Say, hey, this is my entrepreneur friend.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in a studio
spell
right
entrepreneur.
E N T R E P E N E U R.
Pinoir.
I'm horrible at spelling. You got it. E N.
I think that's pretty close.
Pretty good.
That's pretty close. So,
I do like that you started it by spelling entree.
And how does she know that? How do you know she's a virgin, Trey?
Trey struggled with entrepreneur.
Yeah. How you spell entrepreneur?
No one knows.
I got it.
He's not even, because spell check's not even near this.
I got this. Nah. Here we go. E-N-T-R-E. Entree.
R-E.
Yeah. Oh, preneur. P-R-E-N-E-U-R.
Did you spell it entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur, yeah. Shane, really? That's
it's funny.
You make it
funny. Come on, man. I'm trying to squeeze some funny out of this shithole podcast.
Dude.
This is my entrepreneur friend.
It's fucking
Lewis.
It's hilarious.
I know, it's great. It's unbelievable that this is actually happening.
It's going to. This is my entrepreneur friend Lewis.
Uh-huh.
I know that you're a virgin.
Hey.
I'm gonna be like, I know.
No, I don't want to go out with her. He is willing to take your virginity.
How about I just say that? He's willing to take your virginity.
That sounds rough. He's willing.
Yeah, it does. It does.
No, say
he's
say,
okay with.
We were talking about you being a virgin on his podcast. Oh,
this seems bad.
No, it's perfect. And he wants to take your virginity.
He wants to take
your virginity.
He wants to know you.
And I do. No, I don't want to know her.
I don't know if I could send this.
In the Christian sense.
Let me see. What did you write? Let me see.
So far, I just have this is my entrepreneur friend Lewis. Because I like. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
That was my bad. Unbelievable.
It's not a big deal.
He wants to leave your hymen like his family.
Yeah.
Broken.
Destroyed instead.
Okay. He wants
to
watch a Garfield
take your
virginity. We don't say that.
Where does she live?
Come on.
In Austin.
Oh, I was just in
down
Texas
there.
Last
Damn
week.
Damn it.
Damn,
I was just about to. I was supposed to.
No, I was going to tell her to come see you. Too.
Oh, what if me and Shane have a competition to see who can fuck your sister?
Yeah, man.
Wow. Like The Bachelor.
It's like, it's sort of rom com. Yeah.
Well, then we can't tell her.
This will be a bit darker.
Yeah, but then we can't tell her.
All right, don't tell her.
The rape chair.
It's just. We don't tell her. We're just.
I got to reschedule that Cap City date.
Yeah, man. For real.
Shane, if you take her virginity, I'm going to be fucking furious, dude, because this was my idea.
Bro. Let me see her again.
I would. Why not?
I just want to kiss her. I'm more into her.
Have you taken any V-chips?
I have.
How many?
Only one, I think. Only one that I know of.
All right.
How about you?
Was she a young chick or you were young?
She was older.
48?
Oh, no. Come on, she wasn't a fucking loser.
48-year-old virgin. That's fucking crazy.
She's not 48.
She's 48.
Let me see her. I won't fuck with your shit.
Teaches second grade.
Yeah.
I love her.
I'll teach her something.
I love her.
She's
Ooh.
Me and her are in love.
We could double team her.
She's hardcore. Hey, I'd be down for that too, man. But
do you, are you
she's got catching up to
them. I don't think
are
it's
you cheering
happen.
For her to like go out and fucking
yeah, totally. I think it'd loosen her up. She's
I hope so.
Wound tight, dude.
I bet she
she's
is.
I'm getting like hard. One of the what's the type? Type A or whatever. She like vacations, make prints out itineraries and the plastic sleeve, that whole deal. Like you're doing what she wants to do.
I need her.
No, she's full on.
I need her
dude.
Itinerary to clean shit.
Yeah.
I'll give her some fucking
deep dick and
bad dick occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's not good?
No.
You don't fuck good, dog?
No.
Sure. Every once in a while, though.
I think every once in a while. Oh, together,
I'll fuck her really
You know
good.
What the beauty is? She's not going to know the difference.
She'll have no idea. That's what I liked about the...
Yeah, but she'll fucking, you know... I'll make her love it. I will make love to this woman. I make love. I don't have the ability to just fucking...
Really? What about all the strippers?
I make love to them, dude.
You
love them. I kiss them. And I don't love them. I make love to them. I kiss them deeply. I deeply kiss. When I have sex, I deeply kiss. Right, Shannon?
I was just going to say that. You do.
It's one of the things. It's one of the things that's... This is why Shannon, keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Shannon, why would you say something like that?
It's true.
Seriously.
We've been hooking up, and it's not even a big deal. We have a free love thing here at Gas Digital.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fucking Nate.
So.
Well.
Did she text you back?
I'm happy for you guys.
No. I can't
send it. You can't send it.
He did send it.
You can't. No, he didn't.
You didn't send it. Trey.
This is my entrepreneur friend, Lewis. He wants to take your virginity.
No.
Yes, send.
And just hit send.
Just hit send.
Bro, what do you think?
Is your sister funny at all?
I mean.
Sounds like she's not.
She does. She always comes to my comedy shows.
The last thing she sent him was a heart. She's a nice lady.
Send it. Trey, just send it. Who cares? And I might fuck her. I swear on everything that I will do this. I swear on everything.
When's Skankfest?
Skankfest South, March 28th, 29th. We have a date.
In Houston.
Oh, you're going to swing Austin.
By. It's like 3 hours.
Am I even on that? I'm not on that.
Oh, you probably.
Maybe not now. Not if.
You got to tell me, bro. You got to tell me ahead of time.
You're going to be on Skankfest, baby boy.
All right. Relax. Let me know. No, I'm not. I am relaxed.
It's 9 months out.
Oh, okay. Wait, when?
March 28th, 29th.
That's Secret 9 Group's months? Dope, too.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's just take a quick moment and talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Monday.com. I love Monday.com. Shannon, how much has Monday.com made your life easier?
So much easier.
I mean, everything before we were using Monday.com, which is basically a team management tool, okay? Project management tool. So you could have anywhere from 2 to 1,000 people or more working on multiple projects. If you have a business and you have multiple things happening at the same time and you want to organize everything and track everything, this is a great tool for that. Before we were using emails, post-it notes, whiteboards.
It was the dark ages.
It was crazy, dude. I mean, trying to track down things and trying to find out who sent what where, it was a nightmare. Monday.com, Shannon's actually pulling this up right now. It makes it so easy to use. It has a super intuitive interface, really easy to set up, just takes a few minutes. And look, I'll show you, Shannon, sort of click through, explain this, how you guys use this, Shannon, because I want them to see specifically what we're using it for.
So we can use this internally, like amongst the producers, and then also include the hosts on stuff. So, and then you can keep track of like when you've actually done it, which is what I was clicking on. So when their highlight clips are done, we can just put them in here. And then click that it's done. Same thing with YouTube clips. And
so you can assign to-do lists, create accountability for your employees, see who's doing what. You see we have guest books, ad reads, show notes. There's all different little subcategories. If we wanted to have pictures or images attached, videos attached, if we're putting together notes before the show, this is where we would upload them. When the show's complete, we have it here. Now when it has to go to Robbie, who's in the ad sales department, he wants to send out like a spot check. He has it in one place. I'm talking about making our lives probably 20 times easier than they used to be. Monday.com is such a great program to use. Right now, if you go to Monday.com/RAP, Monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial of the premium service. So do that right now, Monday.com/RAP. And go check it out. It's really cool. Free trial. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to make a big difference for yourself and your business. Do it right now. Once again, that is Monday.com/RAP. All right, where were we?
All right.
I guess about that time, huh? To...
Yeah, man.
Started
I'm a little
up
tired
again.
From last night. We did Skanks last night.
I have to do Skanks again tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot. You guys are doing that on Mondays now.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fucking hilarious.
A really fun show, guys. You should listen to that show.
That new space is great.
What? The sand? We didn't do it there.
Yeah. It would be cool if you did it there.
It would be great if we did it there, but we had a fucking
movie. Yeah, but Lewis spazzed on them when we
I didn't spaz. Did they really talk shit? Did they really talk shit, Dougie?
Oh, have you been thinking about that?
Did they talk shit?
That's great. No, but Milligan did tell me to tell you that just to fuck with you. Milligan said, go tell him we were talking shit.
Oh, now you're fucking dead, Milligan.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
Oh, come on, Zach.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
I feel bad every time, but that's
right. Did you send it?
No, dude, because I'm trying to contemplate how she's going to take this.
There's
probably just missionary the first time. I mean,
slow and gentle.
Yeah.
Well played.
I'm literally, dude, I'm going to make love to her in a really nice way. I'll do it slowly, passionately. I'll use a rubber.
You don't want him.
Why?
You don't want him.
Why doesn't he want me? Who would you rather lose? Me. Your sister lose her virginity?
Can I just say he wants to go out with you next time he's in town? Do I have to say he wants to take your virginity?
Say he wants to invite you to a comedy festival.
Your virginity.
Because I think if I use the word or say he wants to take your virginity, like, she'll take it all right, but my parents are definitely going to hear about it. Like, she won't be mad at me for sending that text.
What if they cut you off?
Yeah. Oh, no. My missionary parents aren't going to be able to pay my rent.
What if they ground you?
Like they haven't ever.
Dude, fuck my parents. I hope they get wind of this podcast.
All right, but when I take her out, can I tell her specifically that this is for her virginity?
Yeah.
There's going to be a text, but when I contact her, I'm like, hey, look, your brother was telling me you're a virgin.
You have like a plate of cheese fries and you take them away.
I'm not emotionally available, but I will fuck you all night.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Why are you acting like that?
Why?
That you're like so like you're.
I'm so good in bed. Shannon?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What happened that she's acting that way?
What?
Like actually going along with it.
She's trying to keep her job. Shannon, describe how good I am in bed to Shane.
It's so good. Like he doesn't just fuck, he makes love.
Same. What's your favorite thing that I do to your pussy?
Everything.
She's blinking help into the camera. Yeah.
All right, this is my entrepreneur friend Lewis. Can he take you out next time he's in town?
Yeah.
Can he take you out next time he's in town? All right.
Yeah. Does an entrepreneur sound like loser?
No.
Totally.
No, I think entrepreneur sounds like a fucking badass.
Take a picture of him like this.
Oh, yeah, because when a guy
New York,
has
maybe
entrepreneur in his Instagram bio, you know he's a cool dude.
Yeah, you're right, dude. They
Do you
are
have
losers.
That in yours?
No, but they're always losers.
They're always a fucking... It'll be like CEO/entrepreneur/skateboard man.
I'm sending this. Take a picture of him like that.
He did.
Yeah, I did.
With the microphone,
with
like the headphones on.
She knows high end brands.
Oh, she's familiar with gyms.
See?
Yeah, she spends a lot of time in gyms. She's a workout freak.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, her pussy's gonna be so tight.
Yeah, ridiculously probably.
Just 48 years of fucking working her core.
Mm-hmm.
Never getting it worked out. Let's go. Shane's really upset because I'm winning. Once again, I'm beating Shane in yet another thing that we do.
How are you beating me?
I beat you in everything we do.
How are you beating me? That's never going to work.
I'm pulling for you.
You know what is
going to
work? Comp tickets to Cap City.
Yeah, that'll work.
When I reschedule that date. I'm not going to send bullshit like that. I will actually fuck her.
Dude, I really
I'm
too.
Actually gonna fuck
her. 100%
gonna fuck her. If you want to make this a thing, dude, I will actually fuck this
I swear. You think I'm joking? I swear my son's life. I will fuck Trey's sister.
I will fuck you if I lose.
Jesus Christ.
All right, raise the stakes. You got a brother?
You got
I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he kiss?
Dude.
I mean, yeah, he's gnarly, though.
He kisses girls.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're not beating me in this one, dude.
All right, we'll see. When are you going down in March?
About this Cap City date. I'm going.
I will have. Cap
I'll
City.
Go just to fuck her. City. I'll fly her to New York.
She won't fucking fly up. See, this is
she is a weirdo. You're
this
right.
Is
she
how it's going.
Flights.
He's gonna be like, hey, my good friend Shane has a comedy show. You should go check him out. Which I think you were gonna do anyway.
And then she's like, oh, comedians are typically
I'm
losers.
Not gonna say
I know
a
my
word.
Brother. And then
people be like, why is this random 48-year-old woman in the audience of one Legion of Skanks episode?
Yeah. Where you say my entrepreneur friend Lewis, who do me a favor, send her a picture of Damon John. One of the sharks in my studio yesterday. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck,
dude?
Shark.
And we got it sent. It's sent.
All right.
You sent that?
Yeah.
I'm already one step ahead of you.
No, that's a step back. I'm telling you. She's gonna be at school like, what the fuck, my fucking dipshit brother.
She's gonna slide out of her chair because she's gonna get so wet when she sees that picture.
See, I think both possibilities here.
Yeah,
she's a 48-year-old virgin. She's gonna love that playing card tattoo you have on your fucking forearm.
I have two playing card tattoos.
Please tell me one of them's a Joker. It's a king?
Nope.
Then what's the other one?
Nothing.
It's a Joker.
It's a Joker. No, it's Joker would be the worst. Joker.
Oh, let me see it.
No, it's
2-7 offsuit.
The worst hand.
The worst hand you could possibly get.
The worst hand you could be dealt. Oh, that's nice, because your parents. So you admit they were shitty.
Myself today.
So you admit your parents are the worst hand.
No, it's actually an inspirational tattoo, because I don't have the worst hand you can get. What it is play your cards. It doesn't matter. You could have the worst hand.
So play the 2-7.
You still win, baby boy. It's about how you play your cards, not the cards that you get.
We should play poker.
We should do a poker game on the podcast one day.
We thought about that. It'd be bad, though, I think.
Probably.
I think. Unless, yeah, that would be fun, though. That'd be fun. Give it a shot. It'd be better than this.
I
think that would have to be a video and not a podcast, though.
Yeah,
it'd be boring to listen to people play cards.
For sure.
Yeah, no, back in the day, Sarah Talamash had that idea. We tried it a couple times.
How'd it go?
Sarah Talamash.
Well, I mean, the games were fine, but the recording weren't.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun show. Did your sister text
Abby
about
thought
that,
about that. Abby wanted to pitch that for me and her here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, I don't care.
Yeah,
same thing about the, why'd you go fucking public with me and Ian doing a show?
I didn't go public with anything.
On this show, you guys
Ian
were talking
about it.
You and
Ian
were
on the show, and we, no.
And then I started getting people being like, fucking Shane's a bitch for leaving fucking Matt and Shane.
But that's not what, you need to tell your fans to fucking chill, because that's not what's going on. You might do another podcast.
May do another podcast.
Okay.
May.
I didn't announce anything.
You did.
Okay, so it's done.
Pre-jacked.
Deal done.
Deal is not done.
Deal's off the table.
Deal's
now.
Off the table. You should have folded.
You want to do a podcast together?
Talked about doing a podcast together.
Me and Ian discussed maybe doing a podcast together, and then they're on here like, yeah, they're going to do it.
You're the shittiest entrepreneur.
I would do it.
I'm a great entrepreneur.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm a great entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Preneur. Preneur.
Entrepreneur.
He does have a pretty good business mind.
Hey, so fucking fuck me then.
I'm not saying you just created
interest for your fucking podcast preemptively.
Yeah, so now you got buzz and there's
Shane
not
even. Shane
doesn't
even care. Shane wants to leave Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Everyone, he tried to pitch another podcast to me.
I'm not going to. Dude, Matt and Shane's over everything. You're fucking wild if you think otherwise.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep on lying to the fans, Shane.
That's not lying.
Keep on lying to the fans.
Me having a podcast
the
here
conversations
has not,
that
I already
me and
have
Shane
one.
Have, you should hear what he says.
Oh, this is crazy.
There's on air Shane.
I'm
going to
go out there and slap your fucking kid.
Just fucking.
You keep talking like this. You say another thing about Matt and Shane, dude. Your kid's getting a swirly.
Matt and Shane's podcast will be over by the end of 2019. Fucking put him through
the window. What is wrong with you, dude? Don't even joke about that.
I'm kidding.
I care tremendously about that.
I know you do. Yeah. We fucking love it. But that's, you know, you guys, that's like your punk rock fucking band that everyone fucking loves and it's great. But, you know, come over to Gas Digital. Come to the big boys.
I think we don't. Nah, dude. We're independent.
I know.
Yeah,
we don't need. We don't need you and Ralph sniffing around fucking two pieces of shit.
Hmm. Are we the piece of shit or are you the piece of shit?
You guys are. Where's Ralph? He's going to break through. Like, oh. Yeah,
you guys handle all your own merch and everything?
Did you see? Yeah, yeah. Well, we do merch through here.
Yeah.
But it's not selling as well as our. Yeah. Some other guy made some merch.
Word.
Actually, I'm not getting paid shit off the merch here, to be honest.
Mm, you should be.
Not as much as I should be, to be honest.
You're making literally as much money as we could possibly give off the merch. Yeah.
Are you sure?
A better deal than, everybody else in the industry.
Okay.
Unless they have real shitty
You know what would
stuff.
Help, though, is if I saw the numbers. I think that would be...
Log into your fucking account, you twit.
I don't have an account.
Yeah, you do.
I asked about mine today because I've never looked at my shirt numbers. And Ralph's like, oh, sure. And then he goes... Oh, let me show you in a few days.
Yeah.
I'm redoing the website.
He pulled three different books out of the bookshelf.
Yeah. People wear my shirt to Skankfest. I was like, I've never got money for a shirt. I was like, Ralph, can I see my
forever. Step 2 feet to the left.
How do you think we afforded that tablet for no reason? just selling.
Why are you shitting on my tablet, bro?
That tablet stinks and everyone hates it. Have you even used it once?
No. No idea what it is.
Yeah. I agree. It's very your sense that it's there.
Yeah.
Get cool things to put up there.
Dude,
get
whatever.
Cool little trinkets.
What is your trinkets? What trinkets do you have on the Matt and Shane Secret podcast?
We don't need trinkets.
You don't need trinkets.
Exactly. We don't do video. This is because we're, you know, it's funny. It's just straight up, dude. It's crazy. Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
It's good.
Go 7 minutes into the latest Matt and Shane episode. That's a perfect test of any
podcast.
It's just going
to be me being like, Lewis, this is a fucking bitch.
7 minutes exactly on the dot into the podcast.
Go ahead.
And we'll say that's a good test, a good litmus test.
Do they have to pay you if they play this on the air here?
No, but it would be nice to get paid once for this.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's like,
oh, it's insane.
Dude, this like all the advertisements, all the shit going in there, they're saying BP now has a, I think it's Berkeley, which is funny. Berkeley's like super woke.
That is funny.
Manufacturers, or they like, you know, they do something where they get to research like gas and shit. And that, no, Berkeley has a atomic research center.
Okay.
So they're studying atomic weapons.
Yes.
At Berkeley.
Nice.
That's like the most, like, nice. And then everyone's out front being like,
yeah,
dude, you guys are like where they're building the, you know, what's going to destroy us all. All
right, China, thank you.
It's a good take. That's Matt McCusker.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for days.
It's a funny thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Streets of buzz and.
Yeah, I'm going to go look up that Berkeley thing.
It's pretty solid. Do me a favor, Shannon, play 7 minutes into the last Real Ass podcast. The last one, not this one. Don't go to 7 minutes into this. This is a bad one.
But, Shannon, play the last 40 minutes of this one.
No, we had some fucking solid moments, dude.
I thought that up front, you know, with your kid was pretty solid. Back
the kid was good. I'm going to fuck his sister. Not You're yet. So upset, dude.
Why would I be upset?
You're upset that
I... Look, I get it where this isn't going well, so you and me just should fight to make it somewhat entertaining.
Fight? I'll fight you.
No. I mean, like...
You wanna fight?
No, I'm
you
saying
go right
I would
now?
Rather not.
Okay.
I don't want to. I don't
Second
want a piece of this.
Day.
Hold on.
1,500 Puerto Ricans at the park. I'll say, y'all heard y'all shooting a movie? Like, and they brought the cars out with the God. System and
we
the
could get nothing done.
Got nothing done. We're calling the cops, and the cops are like... Does it have to be this park? Like, literally, that's what they explained to us. Like,
this.
They run this park.
That
There's Tommy? Nothing. A guy was murdered here 2 days ago via
Pause
the stabbing.
Pause shoot.
Why would you play Dave Temple?
On?
And
we should have known it was going to be a Dave Temple episode. He's going to be yammering about nothing.
Hold
You're
on.
Fucking idiot.
Why does our podcast sound worse on our podcast?
Yeah, what is going on?
The YouTube is not in HD.
That sounded like shit.
It sounded like a fucking tin can.
I think it's bad. SD.
That wouldn't change the audio that way. That was a weird fucking thing.
I'll have Tanner look at it.
Please have Tanner
look at
it.
Yeah, take a look at it. Aren't you glad we did this? Now you got to go back and find out.
Shannon, never. Obviously, you need to have a fucking hilarious moment always queued up and pretending that that's 7 minutes into the latest podcast episode.
It was a great episode.
Oh, you fucking fool. You're fucking me, Shannon. You're fucking me right in front of Shane.
I would watch you guys fuck.
Me and Shannon?
Yeah.
For show.
I mean, I'd hide in the closet. I wouldn't watch, like, openly.
You would hide and
I'd
do
creep.
It? Nah. Yeah. You gotta let them know.
Mm. So I creep. Yeah.
On the down low.
Shannon, I don't know why we're having these animosities lately.
I don't know. I love you.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what it is. Are you really mad
Sexual
about
tension?
Me talking
is
about
it?
You and Ian possibly doing
no,
a podcast?
No. I don't care.
So why
care.
Would you even bring it up?
Well, I do care.
So why would you lie and say you don't care?
No, I don't care.
Who are you?
I don't care at all.
Who are you?
Dude, I can't believe
fucking
what they...
Fucking psychotic.
What
Wait,
they said
at
the
stand.
Are we going
to hide and watch you and Shannon fuck or no?
You can fucking watch me and Shannon fuck. Shannon, would you care if they watched us fuck a little bit?
A little bit.
What if we were like in a closet?
That's better.
What if it was just me?
Yeah, see, so.
And he wasn't watching, he was participating.
Yeah, what if just I fucked you?
Shannon, would you fuck Shane?
Shane has a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
No.
I mean, probably by the time this episode comes out, I will. Ooh. But no.
Serial monogamous?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Meaning a new girl or the same girl?
Either. The old one just keeps coming back.
You wouldn't fuck Shane, Shannon? Just fuck Shane.
I don't think so.
That's fine.
He's big.
I know. I like Shane.
What the fuck, Shane?
So what's the problem with him?
Because I don't just randomly fuck people.
He doesn't have lips.
I like this one.
Is that why it looks like his lips were burnt off his face in a fire?
Oh man, are you preparing for the roast battle?
Oh, you don't even know.
What are you thinking about?
First one in the can. Shane's lack of lips.
Oh man, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we're not doing a roast battle each other on Legion of Skanks. No, we're not. He's terrified.
Yeah. I'm not terrified at all.
He told me he's terrified. Just you said you're afraid.
Just couldn't care less about that.
To lose. You said.
Oh, yeah. I would hate to lose to you in anything comedy. That would be fucking humiliating.
Yeah, I know.
That's like, I have nothing to gain from doing this with you.
Yeah.
Just will not.
Yeah,
but it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
Because if you win, you're going to beat him.
Yeah, I know.
Zach, have you guys ever fuck up? Zach,
have you guys
you
ever gone against each other?
Yeah, we did on Realist Podcast.
Who won?
My first roast battle ever. He destroyed me. It was brutal. It was like,
When's the last time you did a roast?
But I had no idea how to write a roast joke then. Like, I had no clue, and now it's turned into.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Last time I did a roast battle was against Christina Hutchinson, I think. Right.
It was me and you versus.
We did a tag team roast battle. We didn't write. We didn't write at Skankfest. I was all zonked out on fucking every drug possible.
We were on drugs. We
I had lipstick all over my face because I just performed a Marilyn Manson song, and I was like,
and we just couldn't show Matt Maron and Chris Crespo any respect, so we just didn't care. Yeah. They like wrote jokes, and we were just like, yeah, whatever, dude. Roast battle. Nice. Shit's been over for like a year. Have fun with your show, queers.
Yeah, that was funny.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my last.
That's a good method.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it.
Your sister still hasn't said anything back?
No, man.
Trey, who would you rather your sister fuck? Me or Shane?
Honestly? Yeah, Lewis.
Why? That's
fine. Yeah.
Why?
The Puerto Rican thing.
Racist.
Yeah. And I think you'd take care of her better.
I would. See? Yeah.
You know.
Why?
Shane would fuck her and leave.
I would, yeah.
I would fuck her four or five times that first night.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd give her one. And then I would feel real weird about it and leave.
Yeah.
You would stay the night?
Like, you might cry.
I would tell her to leave. Yeah. I would be upset with myself.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I just fucked Trey.
No, yeah, right.
Fucked Trey's sister. I flew down here.
Yeah. These are all proper feelings.
As soon as you come, you're like,
I would feel bad.
$700.
He would immediately be like, yes.
I'd imagine her room has lots of, like, tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Oh,
stuffed animals?
No, unicorns? Actually.
Does she drive a Volkswagen Bug?
A lot of no. She drives a Toyota. Fit.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I was close.
I wish you'd buy American, but that's okay.
Some sort of hatchback?
No, four door sedan.
I think she's talking about her.
Not the Camry, the Corolla. I think it's the new Corolla.
Oh,
lives
nice.
In a bell tower.
Nice.
She's got a lot of crosses on the walls and then the fancy picture frames.
You stick it in and they all go upside down.
Oh. Yeah, how cool would that be?
Yeah. How many crosses?
A lot.
She's really religious.
Yeah. Yeah. Church regularly.
Is it gonna be a problem that I am not religious?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm Catholic as fuck.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
No, you're not. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
God.
I love God, dude.
You're a fool.
How awesome is our God?
You believe in God?
How great is our God?
Like, that might put the brakes on.
How awesome is our God?
God's not real, Shane.
Yeah, he is. He's incredible.
Oh, he's saying this just to get pussy.
He's incredible.
It's making me so angry. Here,
I'm not saying this.
I'm a real ass dude. I'm not going to pretend to believe in God like Shane just to fuck your sister.
Right.
I love God.
Right. And again, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pulling for you. But I think that is a serious roadblock. I don't have another picture of her. She's not on Instagram.
Would you fuck Lewis, Shane?
I already have.
No, be honest.
She does.
You fucking said no to me
regularly.
Publicly.
She does regularly.
You said no to me publicly.
That's not
you...
true.
Sorry, Shane.
Yeah, where's your God now?
God is dead, dude. I'm Nietzsche. No, God's alive, dude. He's protecting me from scum. She's like, Shane, diseases. Protect your dick.
Fucking look out.
Growing in between Shannon's legs. Yeah, me and Shannon, we're doing this whole thing. Shannon doesn't just fuck me. She fucks Ralph. She fucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
That picture of Ralph holding up that.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's one of the funnier pictures I've ever seen.
And he thinks
he thought it was cool.
Pull that picture up. Pull up his Instagram.
This picture is so fucking funny.
It's horrific.
I saw it actually laughed. And he's not trying to be funny. Like,
no, he's not.
Okay, there she is at Christmas.
Let's see.
You're still finding pictures of your sister?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, I would smash the fuck out of your sister.
Yeah, she's not ugly.
She wouldn't give a fuck about me not being religious. I'm just fucking her.
I mean,
I don't think she care about,
the route that I would take is just meet her and don't ever bring that up.
Oh, I'm never going to bring it up. Looking at
me. Oh, my gosh. What?
What is the
what a fucking
caption?
Insane person, dude.
So his caption is, still one of my fave picks. I have no idea what it was for, but I almost look cool. The key word being almost.
Okay, he definitely knows what it was for.
And it's fake self-deprecation. So he's not even really self-deprecating.
Can't remember
himself.
Why I did this professional photo shoot.
Right.
He thinks he looks awesome. And what did I write? I feel like he gets genuinely upset when I trash him now on the internet. What did I write? I wrote something.
Nice picture. Nice picture. Cool.
Yeah, it was probably the first reply even, because I was very early on this, or one of them.
You deleted it?
No, he didn't. If he deleted my comment, I will literally break up the business right now.
He deleted your... Oh, no.
There it is. You don't almost look cool in this picture. The fact that you think it's almost cool and haven't tried to bury it on the internet says a lot about your perception of cool.
Yeah. Damn, that roast battle is going to be tough.
Duh, I fucking roasted him. You see that, dude?
Yeah. Let me see the picture. I want him to see the picture.
Sorry.
That's the other picture. That Ralph Sutton's fucking great, dude. I might get that framed. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Is she tiny? How tall is she?
Yeah, she's tiny. She's like 5'2".
Damn, oh, dude. Yeah. Your dad looks like the man. He looks like he fucking hates you.
No, he loves me.
He likes you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till he gets a hold of this episode. He's going to be fucking disgusted.
Yeah, no. I'm glad they don't have any idea how to even listen to stuff.
Yeah, they
like
wouldn't.
This.
They wouldn't. Gas digital. That'd be tough.
It's funny. The Real Ass Podcast is going to be a rough one.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
You want to go?
No.
Roast battle?
No.
Physical fight?
No.
Fuck competition with Trey's sister?
Yep. We're doing it. Yeah, I will have that bet. I will have that bet.
Deal. All right. Whoever fucks, what happens? You get the pictures.
No photos. We're not doing that. Pictures. Nothing disrespectful, no photos. Dude.
I don't trust you.
Nothing disrespectful.
Just straight up love making. We're gonna take some secret photos.
Just love making, for you. I'm gonna go in there. And
yeah, I don't like this photo idea.
Special ops.
I'm gonna fucking feel her breast from behind while I make love to her and kiss her neck and her ear.
Yeah, that's fine. But no pictures of it.
Do clit rubbing from that position.
Hey,
dude, work her over.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
I don't like this stuff.
No, that's what I'm saying. She needs it, man.
Thank you. Zach and Lewis against the world.
No, like I'm interested to know what would actually.
When
happen.
Did you guys have those made?
We sometimes just get inspired to make mugs during the show. We get mug ideas. We can make one right
against
now.
The world. It sounds like something it's like Matt and Shane's almost. But yeah, it's good.
Do me a favor. Make a Matt and Shane secret podcast mug. But what I want is I just want a split down the middle of them, okay? And separated.
No.
Okay, yeah. That's
No.
That's the new mug.
You'll be hearing from my fucking lawyers if you do
the
that.
New Real Ass
if you
mug.
Use our likeness again, yeah. You'll be hearing from my
the lawyers. The mug is Ian and Shane's not-so-secret podcast.
Yeah, why are you trying to keep your and Ian's podcast a secret, bro?
Because I haven't done one thing to move that forward. There's
so you don't you don't want to do it with Ian. He loves you
so much. I love Ian too, and I think we are funny together. Yeah. I still have fucking the other one. I still have a fair one on Compound Media.
Oh,
I haven't done it.
You're waiting until you stop doing that one.
I haven't done that.
Are you leaving that show?
Yeah, I've done it like once in 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
The one
I've been gone the whole time. Tommy.
But I'm saying who else is on with Tommy?
He brings people on. Cullum a lot.
Okay.
Cullum's fucking hilarious. You should have him on a lot.
Yeah.
Ian. We had Ian a lot. So me and Ian have done this before a couple times.
Okay.
But I don't know the whole reason I'm leaving there is because I'm never there. So it'd be weird to leave there and just start another one.
Oh,
here.
So you want a little space between it
fucking
seem weird. I get it.
Yeah. I don't want it to look weird. I don't want it to feel. And then I want to see if I even can do it because I don't want to give you a half-assed fucking product.
I assume it's going to be half-assed. Ian's involved.
Ian is better than you on podcasts.
That's not true.
It's absolutely
That's
true.
That's not even close
Ian's
to
very good on podcasts.
Ian's okay at podcasts.
He is.
I've made.
He is on the same level as you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
the only way you're
an
good.
Almost A-lister podcast.
I told you that, but the only way you're good is if you like act out and do something retarded. He's like good. He doesn't even need to do that. He can just
every
sit down
day
because
he's constantly retarded.
I'm constantly acting out and doing retarded shit.
Yeah,
so
I know. That's what
better.
I mean.
So
I know.
Him.
So
right.
You're good for like a stretch of like a minute or two in however long, whatever show you're on.
No. I give at least 15 minutes of quality on every show that I'm on. And I'm on a lot of shows. And when you consider how much quality
I'm
offering to the world,
that is impressive.
Way more than Ian.
I would say you and Ian are similar, though, as far as how easy it is to work with them, how good, like, they set you up for a joke,
Ian's fine.
Ian's
don't
good
put him
at
on my level.
Ian's
I'm one of the best in the world. I'm literally one of the best podcasters in the world. Literally.
You're not the best on your own podcast. So how are you going to take that in the world?
No, I'm not the best on any of my own podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, but I only work with greats.
Best at what he does, though. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, you can't have Abbott without Costello,
you know?
Which one am I?
You need a fucking straight, man.
I'm straight.
Abbott. Hey, Abbott!
You're the fag. I'm straight.
Whoa, I don't say those types of words.
See, dude,
not
I know
good
you don't.
Things.
All corporate chain.
Not good thing.
Good
not
old corporate
good.
Chain.
Not very good.
Very afraid. Very
I'm not afraid of shit, dude.
You're afraid of...
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're afraid of me?
I do fear you.
You're afraid of new things with Ian?
All right.
You're afraid to pleasure
Man,
a woman?
Now I want to delete this.
Yeah.
Other than the James stuff. Up front.
You want to delete James?
No, but you're...
James, that fucking train sister.
His mom wanted to.
Yeah, I guess
the discussion was had.
The rewind button. She was going to hit the rewind button.
Yeah. James. A little call back. There we go. 15 seconds. That's why you're top 10.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, that's why you're top 10.
There was a conversation
I'm back, baby boy.
About it.
Man, we're really. This is perfect.
Almost getting kid boys.
Almost was aborted. Shannon.
Now he's watching Garfield.
Shannon.
He's still watching Garfield, huh?
Fucking
God, he loves Garfield.
Kid's a fucking waterhead.
Yeah, at six.
Garfield's a solid cartoon. What's your problem with Garfield?
Man, he's a waterhead and he's grown up to be a cum butt, dude. That's what he is. He's got water in his head. He's going to have a cum in his butt.
He's eating cock like it's lasagna, motherfucker.
Waterhead cum butt. Write it down. That's the name of the episode.
No.
That might be the name of the new podcast.
Waterhead cum butt. Waterhead cum butt.
Waterhead cum butt is a great name for a podcast.
It is. It is.
I'd buy that t-shirt. I want to see that logo.
Fuck. Yeah, waterhead and cum butt. Pretty good. Pretty fucking good.
All right, let's get some plugs out of there. Then we'll wrap this one up. Thank you guys for coming in and doing some fucking
podcasting
with me. She never texted us back, huh?
No. But that's expected. She's not going to get out of school for another hour.
Oh,
darn it. I thought that was her. It's not.
Yeah. Slide up in there.
Good. I want to say. We'll see what happens.
Let me know next time you guys go to Austin. Let me know, and
I will.
I'll hook it up.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, Shane, we got the plug.
Nothing. Just Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, the greatest podcast on earth.
Do you have that mug done, Nate?
Thank you. I want to thank you for having
beautiful.
Me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nate.
Oh,
please,
that's great.
Put that on a mug for me. I want to be drinking out of that the next time I'm on air. Thank you.
Why?
Shane's
upset. What's your problem? Like, why not? I love Matt. I love Matt, dude. I'll die for Matt. This is blasphemy.
Is he a mug, dude?
I love God and I love Matt.
God and Matt.
God, country, Matt. Those are my three.
All right, we need a God, country, Matt mug. We need a God, country, Matt mug before the plugs are done. This is going to be a little bit challenging right now, but Nate, I believe in you. And then we're going to let Shane go home. We'll print it for him right now and go home with a God, country, Matt.
Wow.
Shut up.
I get paid in my own merch.
No, it's not your merch. It's a real podcast. We make mugs in real time. It's a bit we
what
do
a,
on the
wait,
show.
You what have a mug maker?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So what do you plug? I got nothing to plug. I got Shane's Secret Podcast. I don't have
Trey right Galleon Live at Creep Records, the new album.
It's on
all the stuff.
Yeah. ShaneMGillis.com. That's where you can I'll start posting dates properly.
And yeah, I'm at Trey Galleon on everything. And then yeah, website TreyGalleon.com too. I'll put dates up there. North Carolina in the end of September, and then
where? Good nights.
Good nights, and then Dead Crow.
Nice.
And then end of October, I'll be around LA. So I'll let you know when we got shows set up there.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
Sick.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics, watching horror movies, talking through them. And hey, Capital Wrestling, we finally signed our streaming deal coming to Tubi. T-U-B-I. Free streaming network. Our last 30 episodes are going up. Real fucking pumped. 25 million homes.
Awesome, dude. Good for you,
wow,
man. Love the Capital Wrestling guys.
That's
you guys
so
are
awesome.
Fucking dope.
Yeah.
Got some live stuff coming up. September 20th, 21st.
Is that with Casanova?
Hopefully.
Oh, nice.
September 20th, 21st.
Let me say, he's fucking good.
September 20th, 21st. I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee with Kurt Metzger at Zany's Nashville.
Oh, is that the first stop on the tour?
Yeah.
All right. You should stop right there with the promoting.
Why? You think it's not going to go beyond
that? I don't know. Let's just see. Let's take it one week at a time.
He's fine.
He's fine.
I'm fine.
You're not.
I'm fine.
He's fine. How are you going to handle that?
What do you mean?
He's going to fucking murder every night, and he's going to talk down to you, dude.
Oh, you think stand-up-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I murder. Are you crazy, Shane?
But he's
Kurt?
Closing the show. Who's
Kurt's
closing
maybe my favorite comic, but Kurt's not like a hard follow. And I'm not following him. We're doing like me as a special guest. He's doing an hour.
Oh, okay. So you guys are always he's headlining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing the Nashville and then those two rooms in Alabama? That whole little run?
Damn, that's crazy. He fucking cucked you, dude. You guys got in a fight and then he made you open for him?
You should see the split.
Yeah, 30 in an hour, hopefully.
I don't care about that. I'm just...
Don't worry. I'm not being cucked.
That's what every cuck says, dude. They're like, don't worry. I'm getting some jollies out of this.
Cucks love being cucked.
I really like this.
Cucks love being cucked.
I'm not saying you're getting cucked for real.
They invite. Me and Metzger.
He's the best.
Metzger is so literally, and I got shit because on Twitter the other day, I was like, my top five favorite comedians, and Kurt Metzger was one of them. He was like, better than Chappelle. And I was like, I forgot about Chappelle.
Yeah,
I literally forgot about Chappelle. I was like, I guess I can. So Kurt's out.
Special is pretty dope.
I didn't watch it yet, but I hear it was dope.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Kurt Metzger's a fucking monster. But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna pretend that. I'm pretty good at comedy, guys. Don't listen to Shane.
I fucking defended you all the time on that.
Oh, thanks. For real. I appreciate it.
For real. No, somehow there's like a rumor that you suck at stand-up.
Yeah, I know. Where did that come
from?
Which
is ridiculous.
I know.
The first time I saw you, I was genuinely expecting
you. I know.
You
no, I'll tell you,
yeah, you do not
and
suck.
You murdered.
I will tell you where that rumor came from. It's because I hang out with the best comics in the world. And to be honest with you, compared to those guys.
And they all say he sucks.
Yeah, but no, compared to those guys, I did suck for a very, very long time. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm only hanging out with Big J and Metzger and fucking Nate Bargatze and Mike Vecchio. These like literal like killers.
Yeah.
And I held myself to that standard. We also like weirdly like me and Dave both, we like just stayed in that like role for too long as being like the young guys in the group. And you know, you have to do your own thing. But I mean, I do better on stage than most comics in New York City. Yeah. By a very large amount.
I agree.
I definitely agree with that.
So yeah, I mean, I'm not. I used to be self conscious about my stand up, but
crazy.
Come and fucking see me do an hour. I promise you right now, you're going to more than likely enjoy it than the last guy you saw and the next guy you're going to see. So
yeah, I saw you at the first time I saw you was the Comedy Gym, and I was like standing in the back with Jay, and I was like, Lewis is funny.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, why would anybody say? And then when we did Caroline's together, I think you fucking.
Well, thank you, Shane. I appreciate it.
I mean, I don't know about for an hour, but I'm in for a solid
hour.
15,
hour would be tough. Hour's tough for anybody. Hour's tough. Let's start with 15. Let's work our way up.
See Lewis do an hour, right? See him open for Kurt twice in a row.
Thank you, guys. But check out the other podcasts. Obviously, here on the Gas Digital Network, we have so many amazing shows. 20 shows on the network. If you want to get every episode of everything we've ever done, the entire on-demand library, 7,000 hours on demand at your fingertips. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. $7 a month. You get access to everything. The entire library, pre-released, ad-free, uncensored, and more. That's that. Do you have that mug? Do we have that mug? Shane Gillis, God, Country, Matt. I love it. I love it. I think it should just be God, Country, Matt. Like within a flag.
If you
get an American flag,
yeah, I don't need
and just
to be
got
in this.
The words God, Country, and Matt
in
the flag.
I appreciate it. I don't need to be on that. Stop using my likeness here.
I want another one just to mug this to stop using my likeness with Shane's face. And remember, always the Real Ass Podcast logo on the other side. And I want them all up on podcastmerch.com. If you guys want to get the best podcast and merch in the world, you can buy these mugs, podcastmerch.com.
The shirts wear out. I wear them a lot. I only wear your shirt. I only wear merch.
Great.
Free merch. The shirts you guys sell do wear out pretty easily. Thanks. What were you saying?
Shane, why would you say that? It's not even true.
I'm just saying they like stretch it. They wear out a little.
It's not even true. He's
you got any counter,
very, very counterproductive.
Surprise. I get them for free. How much do they cost?
Yeah. $20, $24 bucks.
No. Do yourself a favor. Go down.
I just hate him so
Save yourself the headache. Don't buy those fucking garbage shirts. All right, what were you saying?
They're his shirts.
No, fuck it. I'm not getting paid. I'm getting like $8.
You're getting
I get like $1 a month from those
fucking
things.
Not true.
Nah.
I'm going to buy one of your shirts right now. You got
See
any
it. I'll
stock
get a fucking nickel. I'll get a nickel out of it.
You make like
That's gonna be hilarious
you make the majority of the money, bitch.
I don't. I absolutely do not.
You 100%
Unless we have not sold shirts.
You guys got a contract?
Let me ask you a question. Do you get the payments?
Yes.
You're saying you're just not making enough money on the shirts?
Not making enough for what I was told we kept and how many I imagine we sent. Because I'm seeing them at my shows.
Well, yeah.
People wearing them.
You can literally log in and see how many shirts you've sold.
Okay.
Not right now. In a few days when they work on the web.
You can always do it.
I also don't care at all. You guys can. It doesn't matter.
Wow, look at those. Those are the higher prices than what I had asked for. So I was expecting at least money.
Not true.
I wanted the lowest possible price for the hoodies.
44 for
is
a
too
hoodie.
Much, dude.
Yeah.
You can have any
price. I want the lowest price possible.
Let me explain the way it works.
We don't want a profit, dude.
Look at me.
This is for the fucking dogs.
Shane.
We don't want profit.
Shane, you price the hoodies.
I did not. I can show you the email.
Doggy. All you have to do is go to the website ever.
I don't use computers,
dude. It's been up for 6 months. All you have to do is go to the website ever and go, oh, shit, I want these hoodies to be priced at $23.
I don't use
and they're priced.
I don't use computers, dude. I'm not a fucking chick.
So you do it.
Oh, he can do it on his own. He can actually.
He says to ask us to have it priced for whatever he wants. It literally can be priced for no profit at all. This is all him. He's a liar. Shane's a corporate liar.
You're the corporate liar.
Corporate liar.
I have.
Well, what's the minimum you would charge to cover your end?
I mean, I don't have to go over the specific
like
numbers, but nothing. No, I mean, it literally, he can make no money off the hoodies.
I'm not lying.
You're a corporate liar.
I'm not lying. I have nothing to gain from this. You're the liar.
No, you're the liar.
I have nothing to gain.
You have, you know, you have the fans' favor.
Fuck the fans.
Dude, Occupy Gas Digital.
Did everyone hear that? Did everyone hear that? I just wanted to point out what Shane just said. Fuck the fans. New
bug. Clip.
Shane Gillis, fuck the fans. Love it. And then put the Comedy Central logo on the other side of it.
And send it to Trey's sister.
Have her shove it in her big old pussy.
Damn. How'd it get big all of a sudden? It was small.
Yeah, dude, stop being a corporate liar, bro. All you have to do is
corporate liar.
All you got to do is fucking go, oh, hey, dude, those are too high a price. Can we lower the price? Of course.
Please.
Why
lower
the fuck?
Price.
Whatever you want.
Please.
What
lower
would you
the price.
Like to be priced at?
The $44 hoodies.
Yeah.
What's a hoodie should cost? Like 30.
I mean, if you buy a hoodie from Nine Inch Nails, like 150.
Okay, I'm not
so
Nine Inch Nails.
You
dude.
Should be better than Nine Inch Nails.
I am. But
okay. So 180.
Numbers wise, I'm not.
I'm just saying, like, no, everything that we price on the website is comparable, but you guys also can price whatever you want. If you want it to be less than the standard, what we put up there.
I said less than standard from the start.
I guarantee you.
I promise you.
And
I don't know.
Six months later, why would you bring it up? Why would you just check once ever? Just check.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Right, because you're obviously not paying attention that much to the numbers that are coming in and the money that's coming in. If fucking you haven't even checked ever to see how many you've sold.
I can tell you the money I'm getting versus how many people I see wearing them.
So you've counted all the shirts and you were like, you know what? I did not make enough money for those shirts.
Yeah, I've seen one dude wearing a shirt. I've been like, how the fuck did I not get paid for that? I said, that should be $5 to me. Where's that $5? Tell you where it is. It's going straight to Ralph paying photographers to take pictures of him.
I
dressed like a fucking Clockwork Orange retard.
Are you really? I don't know what's real anymore with Shane because he's a corporate liar. But are you really not getting paid the money, or you're not getting paid enough? What's the issue? Are you not? Is it not going into an account?
Look, you guys, this is just a bit of a shicey business. That's all I'm saying.
Half, technically.
Yeah, everything. I love it here, and I love you. I love you guys. It's just there's
just the business practices.
There's stuff around here that's just a little weird to me, a little wonky,
a little spicky,
and it's a little suspicious.
Well, and, I mean, yeah, they got a nice studio in Manhattan. That's not cheap.
Yeah, that's all it's Matt and Shane's T-shirt money.
Matt
and Shane T-shirt money.
I will walk
place.
You over to the merch office after this. We'll make sure that we get.
You know what's gonna happen as soon as this is done?
He's gonna walk out because he doesn't care. He's a liar. He's a corporate fucking liar.
As soon as I'm done,
corporate liar Shane Gillis. Get that fucking mug made right now. Corporate liar Shane Gillis. Don't use my likeness. Shane Gillis mugs. A lot of Shane Gillis mugs coming out today.
Hey, look at that. This is how you do it. This is how you, you know?
You make none of money on these mugs.
No, definitely not.
These are all Real Ass Podcast mugs.
Definitely don't make any.
Oh, are you going to put the Real Ass Podcast logo on his too?
Except for corporate liar Shane Gillis. That's the Comedy Central logo. Big old school.
I have nothing to do with
Big
Comedy
Big old
Central.
School Comedy Central logo on my side.
I literally have nothing
Shane
to do with
Shane Gillis' face.
The Blue Earth Comedy
Central
logo.
What
was
it? Money God Matt.
Money God Matt on the
American
flag.
No, not money.
That's what it really is. Money God Matt.
No, it was God Country Matt.
And then a dollar sign in the name Shane Gillis. Yeah. Dollar signs for the S's.
Yeah. New logo.
I'm the poorest one here by a fucking
mile. What's your middle name? Michael?
Yeah.
And a cent sign for the C in Michael. Thank you. Shane Michael Gillis. Yeah, a cent sign because he's a fucking Jew. He cares about pennies.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
I guarantee I have the least money here.
No,
I guarantee,
that's not
dude.
True.
I'm.
Trey,
I also
Trey bought his least money.
Yeah. Let's be fair.
I did see.
All right.
really? How poor are you?
Oh, under the poverty level.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're rich as fuck. You got the t-shirts.
You got all the t-shirts money.
You got all that t-shirt
money. You got all my t-shirts money, don't you, buddy?
It's the hoodie money. That's what we're killing.
The hoodie money's insane.
That fucking hoodie money.
$50
hoodies? It's a $40 hoodie.
Those things are fucking made of cardboard.
That's not true. It's actually a really, really nice hoodie.
Mine's ripped, but that's fine. It's those, they're like, yeah.
No, that's not true.
It's not like Jansport.
In fact, that's one thing that I'll say is we don't get any complaints about the quality of the merch.
Here is one.
Well, we got one from Shane. So guys, don't buy his merch anymore, apparently, because he hates it.
No, it's mine. The Matt and Shane's ones fit fine. It's the Real Ass Podcast one fits a little weird.
It's the same hoodie. It's
a little stiff.
Yeah, they're both shitty.
No, it's
Matt and Shane's one.
No, it's not stiff at all. Go get him. Give me one of the hoodies right now. Because I want to. No, I'm right. On my show. Right. We are going to show the quality.
We need to stop this fucking bit.
I don't. Yeah, what is this bit?
It sucks. We're just locked in this thing where every time I see him, we got a fake fight.
I don't know why.
And it sucks.
None of it's real.
None of it's real.
And then I get worked up, and I'm like, and then the show.
Well, that's it.
You'll see the row. So that makes me so angry.
Dude, you're going to be gone for 9 days. Your son's just spent an hour and a half with John Arbuckle. Go love your kid. Yeah, you're going away for 9 days.
True.
We're done.
I'm going to go love that kid if you don't.
Stop threatening to rape my child.
That's not what I'm threatening.
You're Paul Mooney over here. All right. Look, thank you guys for listening to the Buzz Podcast. It's been a great show, as always. We're going to fuck Trey Sisser, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, man. I'm all for it.
Go buy your merch from podcastmerch.com. Shane's just kidding, I think.
I am just kidding. Merch Pump's great. James, in the future, if you're listening to this, we were just joking around, dude.
You weren't made from weird cum.
Yeah, I didn't think you were really gay, and your mom didn't really want to abort you.
Yeah.
So
all that's
for
true.
Real.
There we go. Thanks, sorry. James. Goodbye.
You are Paul.
That's all, folks.